This is a mandate. He's won the national popular vote for the first time since, for a Republican, for the first time since 2004. This is a big deal. This isn't backing into the office. This is a mandate to do what you said you were going to do. Get the economy working again for regular working class Americans. Fix immigration. Try to get crime under control. Try to reduce the chaos in the world. This is a mandate from the American people to do that. I think I'm interpreting the results tonight as the revenge of just the regular old working class American, the anonymous American who has been crushed, insulted, condescended to. They're not garbage. They're not Nazis. They're just regular people who get up and go to work every day and are trying to make a better life for their kids. And they feel like they have been told to just shut up when they have complained about the things that are hurting them in their own lives.
Mel, you could end the show right there.
Yeah, pretty much. I could just play that over and over and over again. I mean, that is what happened.
That is the distillation of where we are.
And as you said yesterday, Lee, you were saying, you know, I hope they don't get it. I hope they don't figure it out. They haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
Their takeaway from this, at least listening to the media, is that the problem is the misogyny and the racism.
Yeah.
And it descended into full scale absurdity on MSNBC yesterday, where we go to find out what they're thinking, what demented thing is going through their head. This is the best part I think I've ever seen. Blacks. This is an actual argument, okay, on MSNBC from Mika and Joe. A lot of Hispanic voters, blacks and Latinos, are sexist and racist. Delivered by two extremely white individuals.
Exactly, yes.
Who are splaining. I guess they're white-splaining. Well, is that a thing? White-splaining?
Yes, yeah.
They're white-splaining. White-splaining, and there was a lot of white-splaining yesterday, to blacks and Latinos, how they're racist and misogynist. Because an incredible thing happened, and this is what has them so upset. Do you realize one out of three Americans of color voted for Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Of those who voted, obviously.
That was
one out of three.
Huge.
Huge, with a Y. I mean, that was supposed to happen. I mean, he was Hitler. I mean, he was racist. Remember, on The View, they explained that Donald Trump was even going to force mixed race couples to divorce. The source of that was always unclear. But yes, it was going to happen.
And I would say non-existent.
Well, yeah, yes, it was. And force them to marry people of their own race.
Oh, good grief almighty.
That was going to happen. If you heard that and you're still listening to The View, you need an IQ check. I mean, are you okay?
Yeah.
And
you think people online need to have some type of restrictions about hate speech?
The things they say.
That's hate speech right there. That is absolutely hate speech. Good grief.
And just they don't get it, okay? I mean, with The View yesterday, the theme was uneducated white women are stupid. That was literally the theme of the show.
Well, that sounds kind of sexist, doesn't it?
Well, it's terrible. And you know, the problem is on The View, and this has been a longstanding problem, on The View, they can't do math. Math is so hard for these women. You'd think they weren't educated either, you know? And I'm going to explain a mathematical problem that they have with what they were saying yesterday on The View. They were enraged that 52% of white women voted for Trump. And immediately pivoted to, well, they're the uneducated ones. Well, that doesn't make sense, because only 39% of white women have a college degree. So if 52% of white women vote for Trump, and your contention is that's all the, there's just they're uneducated. Well, that doesn't make sense. That math doesn't work. It doesn't work. So now it's something else going on there. And the theme was women voted against their reproductive rights. That was reproductive rights, right? And look, the lack of understanding. Women apparently figured this out, Lee. Okay. Wait. Because the Democrats have been running around saying they banned your abortion. That didn't happen.
No.
Supreme Court banned your abortion. No, that didn't happen. They actually returned power over your body and the little body inside your body that's so precious.
Yeah, that never gets talked about.
Right. They returned that back to the state level. They pushed it back to you and said, you know what? We up here on high should not make that decision. We're going to do something actually democratic and send it back to the states. We have no constitutional authority for this. And so the screaming and yelling, I mean, this was crazy yesterday on MSNBC, no, 2 days ago, Joy Reid saying, it was actually the night of the election, about the atrocity in North Carolina. The atrocity was that abortions are banned after 12 weeks. That is the loss of reproductive rights, according to Joy Reid. And I've got the audio. We'll play it as we go back into the show. Okay, 12 weeks. Uh-huh. What is the average for Europe? Average cutoff for an abortion? 12 weeks is 3 months. That's, I mean, at that point, that baby, I mean, it's got arms and legs and a face.
Heartbeat.
And a heartbeat, yes. Okay, so it's a baby at that point. It's not a clump of cells. So what is the average for Europe across all of the European countries? 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. That is the average. In France, it's 12 weeks. In Italy, it's 12 weeks. Okay? 87% of European countries cut off abortions between 12 and 14 weeks. Most of them at 12. Mm-hmm. So this idea that some reproductive right was lost in North Carolina, as Joy Reid was saying, she can't believe the women of North Carolina don't realize that they have somehow been, made into the handmaid's tale. I mean, I'm here to tell you, no, the norm in the world, whether I like it or not, is 12 weeks. And that's what North Carolina is. This is not radical stuff. And when you hang your entire campaign on you've lost your freedom, and then they go online, see if they have lost it. Can I get an abortion in my state? And then to their shock, they find out not only can you get it there, you can get it in the trailer at the DNC convention in the parking lot. They killed an entire class of kindergartners. 32 as best we could tell. So that's sort of weird to me. And I've been pointing this out. I didn't understand them doing that, okay? Because the entire first day of the DNC convention was they took your abortion rights away. Oh, by the way, if you want to get an abortion, we've got a van out back. Well, then you didn't lose your abortion rights. I'm like, what was the point of that? I mean, like, so many disconnects in this election.
Yeah. And to assume that every constituency is a monolithic voting block, there are plenty of American women and girls who were opposed to the concept of abortion.
Absolutely.
Plenty.
So, they're mad. They're very angry about that. And again, women just figured out, oh, wait, they didn't take my abortion after all. I can get it in my state. So, okay, what do I really care about? And look, the bottom line here, women spend a lot more time shopping for groceries than they do for abortions. And they see it every week. And they see the prices. So, my daughter now, who's 16, does a lot of the shopping for the household. We go together because she's got her learner's permit, and we shop, and she does more cooking than I do now. So, and she just likes to cook, so she does. And so she actually notices when prices go up, and she's just like, wow. I mean, she's shocked by it, and she's a kid. She can see it. I mean, the idea that American women were not supposed to notice the prices going up and not care, or else shut up, you're a racist. That's just, this campaign was so bad. Mm-hmm. But hey, let's focus on what was good.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Remember that we almost got to 3 feet high. We weren't quite at 3 feet. Remember that stack of good financial news?
Oh, yeah.
With records that I was building during the Trump administration became a thing. Every day was a day of joy almost. And I mean, we had a few bad ones, but mostly every day was a day of joy. And there was just record after record after record until finally I just started putting it all in the stack to see how big it got. And it went 6 inches and then it went a foot. And then we talked about, wow, we're going to a foot and a half. And now we're at 2 feet of just show prep, purely records. Either things we've never seen before or things we have not seen in a very long time. And I can start building that stack again this morning.
That is some good news.
Yes, it is. We're going to, I think we'll get to 3 feet faster this time. So
we've got a lot of ground to make up.
We have a lot of ground to make up. And look, Trump, be patient with Trump out there. Yeah. The Democrats have done let's use one of their phrases, actual violence to the economy. There's a victim there. You want a real victim? Yeah, the economy. the average person, the single mom who struggles to put food on the table. Yeah, there's a victim. There's a real victim right there. They've done so much violence, it's going to take a while to fix this.
And they will not go quietly into
No, they will not. They will not. Here's the good thing, though, real quick. Because of recent Supreme Court rulings that took away from these federal agencies the right to just write stupid regulations off the top of their head because these agencies are weaponized and full of liberals, we have way better standing to sue right now. Because what the left's going to do is they're going to try to stop us from fixing this economy. They're going to sue. Yeah. They're especially going to sue to try to keep us from drilling and fracking.
Right.
But it's going to be harder to slow Trump down this time. So this is the same people taking credit for the record amount of oil that the U.S. did export during the Biden administration. Why? Because Trump approved all those permits and fast-tracked them. That's why. It had nothing to do with them. Those same people, Lee, are going to be in court this morning ready to sue to stop it. That's okay. We'll be ready.